Hi, my name is Cindy Tran. I'm a photographer and visual journalist based in Brooklyn, New York. I'm here to present my photo series titled No Boundaries. For the past 5 years, I've been documenting life in Chinatown here in New York. For me, Chinatown embodies the resilience of immigrants who came to America in search for a better life. In the 1800s, Chinese immigrants were forced to create ethnic enclaves like Chinatown because of racism and discrimination. And other Asian immigrants who came soon after were also forced to live in Chinatown or create their own ethnic enclaves, including my own family, who came from Vietnam after the Vietnam War as refugees. I think growing up from California, I was really drawn to Chinatown because I was surrounded by Asian Americans growing up. And when I moved to New York, Chinatown for me was a source of comfort, and it felt familiar for me. So I think I was very drawn to that, and that's why I love Chinatown so much, and I have such a deep connection with the neighborhood here. Chinatown is home to so many different Asian Americans, as I've learned in my travels and documentations of Chinatowns. Thinking about how many Chinatowns there are in America and around the world, it seems to me like there are no boundaries to where immigrants can go to make a new life. And so my goal for this ongoing photo series is to show a global documentation of these bustling immigrant communities in many parts of the world. I want to continue traveling and document Chinatowns wherever I go. And in relation to the changing landscape of America and of the world, I think we're seeing a huge increase of immigrant populations here in our own country, and especially the Asian American population. It is growing vastly, and I think Chinatowns really embody that changing landscape. We're seeing immigrants and people of color coming together, rising up, and forming these communities and working together in solidarity. And so I think that's why my series is important in looking at like these changing landscapes that we are seeing here in this country, and thinking about the future of what we're gonna see in America, the people that we're gonna see, the communities that are going to be built in the next years to come, especially in the current crisis that we are facing today with the COVID-19 pandemic and the huge increase of anti-Asian racism and violence that has been happening in America. We are not a virus, we are not a disease, and it just goes to show that we are not a model minority. We are seen as foreign and we are seen as enemies. And we have always been seen that way, from the Japanese internment to the Vietnamese refugee crisis to the Chinese Exclusion Act. We have always been looked at as foreign and not belonging in this country. And with the COVID-19 pandemic happening right now, we're experiencing all those things again, right? That we're experiencing this feeling of that we don't belong here and that we are not American. And so I think what my series can do, and what we should try to do with art and our visual journalism skills, is to document and to show these communities in their true form and their true nature, and show that Asian Americans are not a virus. We are a strong community. We have made our lives here in America, and we are American. And I really want to use my photo series as a way to have people see what is happening really in Chinatowns and in our neighborhoods. My goal is to humanize the people, humanize our communities, and show that we are not just some virus. So I think in the next year and future to come, There's going to be a lot of challenges and a lot of struggles, especially for Asian Americans, because the COVID-19 pandemic is not going to go away anytime soon. And those feelings of anger and frustration and hatred and bigotry towards Asian Americans, those are definitely not going to go away soon. So Asian Americans are facing a huge struggle and a huge challenge in this country for the next year or more to come. So I think it's really important that we think about the positive things about our community, and we focus on the stories, our stories of immigration, our stories of struggle, our stories of finding our way in this country and learning to survive like any other immigrant population or other marginalized groups living in America. I think these stories will help build solidarity with other communities and other people. And I think that's very important in this fight. So I thank you for allowing me to present my series to Enfoco. It's been a long time since I've been wanting to be a part of this gallery, and I'm very, very honored to be here and to show my work. And I hope that it will have some kind of lasting impact on the audience. So again, thank you so much, and hoping to see you all in the future when things hopefully get back to normal and open up again. And I'd love to reach out and connect with other people and other photographers who want to just talk and discuss what's been going on, and let me know if you have any questions for me. You can reach out to me through my email, CynthiaVTrin@gmail.com. And again, thank you so much for having me, and I wish everyone well. Thanks.